10-minute standing ovation marked the end for Eliot Spitzer and the beginning for David Paterson as New York's governor. Paterson's been sworn in as the state's first black governor after Spitzer left the post amid a prostitution scandal. The new governor says he has a daunting job ahead. The last of 7 bodies was pulled from the rubble at the site of Saturday's crane collapse in Manhattan. 6 construction workers and a woman in town for St. Patrick's Day were killed after the crane broke away from an apartment tower and toppled onto buildings as far as a block away. It's the mortgage meltdown's biggest casualty yet. Investment bank Bear Stearns will be taken over by rival JPMorgan Chase. Meantime, President Bush says investors can still be confident. That's because he says U.S. markets are functioning and the nation's economic watchdogs are on top of the situation. Men in kilts and a crowd wearing everything green marked this year's St. Patrick's Day parade in New York City. It's the country's largest parade, and the spectators lining the streets proved it. The crowd was up to 7 people deep in some places along the Fifth Avenue route. Ed Donahue, The Associated Press, with AP News Minute.